friends, this year should be a special schus, Rav Marni Merazi Sheyichyu, and the schus Yedid Nafshi, Harav Meir Simcha Stromer Shlita, should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'atzei yadav, hu v'chol b'nei beiso, v'chol anil v'meila, v'chol talmidav, harabim. The Ramban, in his Chedushim and Meseches Kedushin, page 34b, enumerates the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer as a mitzvah's essay shazman grama, shalozman grama. So it's man grama because you would think Sviras HaOmer, counting from the 16th of Nisan until, and not including Shavuos, you would think that that is man grama. Right, what's the time? Time is the 16th of Nisan until Shavuos. So of course it's man grama. Says the Ramban, or apparently says the Ramban, no. It's a mitzvah sasei, shelo hazman graman. It's not time bound. Rabbi Abraham Borenstein, who was the rabbi in Sakachab in Poland, known by Orthodox Jews as the Sakachab Rebbe, in his classic magnum opus, the Avnei Nezer, in Or HaChaim, chapter 384, Shin Pei Dalet, had a great deal of trouble trying to explain what the Ramban means. How can you say that Sviras HaOmer is a mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama? However, the great Sri De'esh, Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha, and Kana Mokom to encourage the Olam and myself to learn more Midivrei Torah Soshel Sri Eish, because it's mamish gevaldik, and now they're republishing various svarim of his and about him. They're even being sold in Eretz Yisrael at a very reduced rate, so this is a great opportunity to immerse oneself in the great Torah of the Tzaddik who suffered so much in his life, Chiel Yaakov Weinberg. It's chaval that a person should only be known for a tshuva permitting kol isha. He didn't permit an isser. He said, you know, if everyone's singing together in a youth group in France, so it's okay. But that's what everybody knows the Sri Deish for, unfortunately. But Sri Deish had so many different tshuvas he wrote, and he mastered the scholarly, scientific approach. He mastered the Lumdish, Yeshivish, Lithuanian approach, and he was a genius. So it's a schus to learn a Torah of his, hopefully more in the future. Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need, all the means we need to continue. In any event, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg says that it would seem pashut that a mitzvah esei shezman grama is a mitzvah that has a set time. The time is the framework of the mitzvah, like matzah, like lulav, like sukkah. In all of these cases, the time is the framework for the mitzvah. Mashenkein Sviras HaOmer, this man is the mitzvah. It's not that the time is the framework for the mitzvah. The time is the mitzvah. He's obligated to count time. He's obligated to count those days in between Pesach and Shavuos. And it's not shaykh to say that it's mitzvah shezman grama. The time causes it. Time causes it means you have a mitzvah, and the time causes the mitzvah. And that's what it's like when you have matzah. The mitzvah need matzah. And the mitzvah is, the time that causes this mitzvah is the night of the 15th of Nisan. You have a mitzvah to take the four species. And the time that causes this mitzvah is the 15th of Tishrei. Minat Torah. You have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah from the 15th to the 21st. So these are all mitzvahs, and the time causes the mitzvah. But here, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, the time is atzmuso shel ha-mitzvah. L'chora, we could connect the words of Moreinu HaGadol with what the Turei Eben writes famously in Megillah on page 20b. It's also cited by Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Chedushim to Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, that Mitzvah Bikurim is not a Mitzvah Shas Man Grama, even though there is a time until which one is allowed to bring his first fruits to the temple and read the appropriate parsha, because Hadim in Chanuk Avel Chilas Man Hava Eino Mitzad Atzmin Shel Ayamim Shegarmin Sheena Bnei Hava Ela Davar Acher Goreim Lahem Shein Mitzuyim Al Pnei Asada Ve'ilu Hayu Mitzuyim Al Pnei Asada Hayu Hayamim Bnei Hava Achinami Hadach is man chag in his man kri, and it's an atzman shel yamin. El adavar acher gorim lehem, drachmana amar b'samachta, b'chol atov, d'hainu b'zman simcha, z'el b'zman k'tzira v'lekita, shadim samech b'maisav. V'ilu hay z'man k'tzira v'lekita, achar achag nami, hayu a yamin mitzan atzman b'nei kri, hilkach lav mitzases ish z'man gramo. In other words, in Bikurim, it is not the date that creates this mitzvah, but rather the fact that the fruits are in the field. They're mitzuyin al pnei asada. If they'd be mitzuyin al pnei asada at a different time, and the different time would be the time. So all the time is a indication that this is the right season. It says to bring it until Hanukkah because that's the right season. But it's not that there's something inherent about the time. Just that this is the season. So one could argue that the same thing can be said over here with regard to Sfiras HaOmer. It is not the time, it's not the dates of 16th to Nisan until Shavuos that create the mitzvah. Rather, it's the season in between Pesach and Shavuos. And since it's the season and not the dates, therefore, it's not considered a mitzvah esei shezman grama. One could say that, but he'd be incorrect, because the Sreita Eish is clearly saying something else. As is already known by Harav Weingart, the Avram Abba Weingart, Choshev Talmud Chacham, who was Mezakeh the Olam as the editor of the Chidushim of Rav Weinberg. And he says that over there, it's not the Ta'arich, it's not the date that's important when it comes to Bikurim, and therefore it's not Zman Grama. Here, what the Sri Deish is saying is that the time is so important that it's not just the framework for the mitzvah, but rather it is an essential part of the mitzvah. It's a smuso shel mitzvah. So therefore it's a pashta chiluk between these two non-mitzvah seishes man grama. One where it's not about the date, it's about the season, and one where the mitzvah is where the date is the atzmus of the mitzvah. Zman grama means that there is an obligation on a person that could be at any time. Matzah, you could theoretically eat at any time, and the Torah says, do it at this time. But here, this couldn't be at any other time. This is the mitzvah, and therefore that is not in the category of mitzvah sasei shezman grama. So, Rav Weinberg writes, vidok ki amok hu. And you have to be very, very, very discerning. Pay careful attention to what I wrote, because this is very deep. V'harbe yesh li laharich b'zeh, and I have a lot to say about it. Al pizeh, he continues, it would appear that somebody who counted more than 49 days is not over on Baal Tosef. Because the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is not to stop count days, but to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So counting after Shavuos is just a meaningless act. One of my very, very poor jokes is that, like, 2 weeks after Shavuos, I'm like, okay, today is the 64th day of the Omer. So not only is it a poor joke, maybe it's Baal Tosef. But Rav Weinberg says, no, it's not Baal Tosef, because if you're not counting in between Pesach and Shavuos, then it's mamish nothing. It's not a mitzvah to count days, the mitzvah to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So afterwards, it's meaningless. So there's no Baal Tosef. Umeinyin le'inyin, the Achronim discuss if a woman is obligated in Tosefes Shabbos, just like she's obligated in Shabbos. Do we say no? That the Tosefes is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and memela, a woman is pater, because it's zman grama. So do we say that Tosefes is part of Shabbos, and therefore a woman is obligated, just like she's obligated in Shabbos, or no? It's independent, and she's pater mitam zman grama. So the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos is not a mitzvah zman grama, because there's a general mitzvah to add from Chol to Kodesh. Ayin biyuma, pehalaf amir aleph, smag, mitzvah se lamid beis. And this hosafa is lemala min azman. It's above time. Just Kodesh has azman, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. But there's a general mitzvah of hosafa. And that mitzvah of hosafa is above time. It's not bound by time, necessarily. The mitzvah about smuso is not time bound. It just happens, we happen to connect it to time, adding on to the mitzvah, because really the mitzvah is defined as Tosefes Chol Al HaKodesh, and therefore it's not considered time bound, and women would be obligated. And with this we can answer the Kasha of the Achronim on Tosfos and Kiddushin 35a Divar Maschil Mishum Davei Simcha Matzav HaHakel Shloshik Suv Mabayim Ke'echad, that according to Abaye, Isha Baala Mesamcha. And if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad Melamdim, why don't we learn that from Matzah and Hakel that women are obligated in Mitzvah Seh Shehazman Grama? Meaning, it is true that you can't learn from three Ksuvim that teach you the same thing. So if women are chayav in Simcha Matzah and Hakel, you can't learn that women are chayav in Mitzvah Shezman Grama. But according to Abaye, that a woman isn't obligated in Simcha. It is the man, the male, who must gladden his wife. What a fun mitzvah. You get to make somebody happy. If so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad, Ar Melamed, you can learn from two psukim that tell you the same principle. So we knocked off Simcha, because that's a mitzvah on the husband. And all you're left with is Matzah and Hakel. So why don't we learn from Matzah and Hakel that women are obligated in Mitzvot Aseh Shehazman Grama? Just like they're obligated in Matzah and Hakel, they're obligated all over Mitzvot Shehazman Grama. That's the Kash of Tosfos. It's a Frek de Achronim on Tosfos from Sukkah 28b that learns from an Ezrach that women are Chayv B'Tosefesinu B'Yom Kippur, and that the Gemara is going to Libet Abaye. So now we have three ksuvim, Matzah, Hakel, and Tosefes Inui, adding on to the affliction of Yom Kippur. We're Jews. We like to suffer, and we like to add on to our suffering. So we have a Tosefes Inui and Yom Kippur. It was a German man. He said, I'm thirsty. I must have a beer. A French man said, I am thirsty. I must have wine. An Arab man said, I am thirsty. I must have coffee. Turkish coffee. A Jewish man said, oh, I am thirsty. I must have diabetes. So we have this mitzvah of Tosefes Inui B'Yom Kippur. And women are obligated in that, according to Abaye. So it come out then, that we have really three ksuvim ablayim ke'echad. Tosefes inui, Yom Kippur, matzah and hakel, so you can't learn. But based on what we said, the Tosefes is not a mitzvah sheis zman grama. So if Tosefes is not a mitzvah sheis zman grama, so memela, that doesn't teach you that women are obligated in mitzvah sheis zman grama. Like we said, the Tosefes is a mitzvah lahosif me'achol ha'kodesh. That's the definition of the mitzvah. Alright, so what's the havamina then? That women would be patur. Why do we need a pasuk to be mechayev women? So the Gemara already says, "Sakadai techamina hol amid rachmanu tosefesino mianoshim asalon eschem nochayim noshim klakom mashmalan vein sham birashi." So, since the Torah was memayet, this tosefesino from onosh and azhara, we're not going to obligate women. So kamashmalan, they are obligated. But the bottom line is that you keep the fact that they're obligated doesn't prove that women are obligated in mitzvah sheishman gramas. Because it's not considered a mitzvah sheishman grama. And the sheet of the Rambam is well known that there's no Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, neither Midaraisa nor Midarabanan, and even on Yom Kippur, the Tosefes is only on the Inui, not on the Melacha. Ayein behilchos Shvisas Esor 1:6 over Magid Mishnah Sham. The Achron already explained the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Safa is only on those things that are drawn from Chol Al HaKodesh like Inui. In other words, if you're Misane B'Shas HaSafa, you're Misane on Yom Kippur. If you fasted before Yom Kippur a little bit, then on Yom Kippur you're suffering more. That's connected to Yom Kippur. Masha Ein Kain, not doing Malacha, that doesn't relate to the very day itself. So therefore there's no mitzvah of Tosefes. Also the Harisha, plowing on Erev Shvius, there's a Toelis on Shvius, and therefore there's a Tosefes there as well. But there has to be some type of connection to the day itself in order for there to be a mitzvah of Tosefes. And Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have just a gargir katan, just a little bit of a taste of this sugya of mitzvah Esei Shezman Grama. And I'm hoping that God will give us life and health and everything we need, and we will be able to continue plunging the depths of this fascinating sugya. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest. And most beloved friends.